You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the house of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is one of these big passages that sort of cause us to look up and to see a bigger picture of what God is doing, and an invitation to see what his second coming will be like. And the images that we're given are very rich, and they're a little bit sort of all over the place in terms of geography, in terms of what it says to us communally. What we see is this idea of the mountain and the house of the Lord being on this mountain, and this mountain being the highest of the mountains. So there's this sense of looking upwards, looking up to a mountain, looking up to a place that we're drawn to. And it talks about all the nations flowing to it. One of the interesting things is that there's a reversal in some ways of what normally works in creation. You know, rivers flow down from the mountain. We tend to come away from the mountain. There's a reversal of directions that people are drawn up in a way that goes against gravity, so to speak. It's also interesting to note that it speaks of us going to the mountain of the Lord. There's a communal aspect. There's a sense of being drawn together to the mountain of the Lord. And this is part of what the second coming does for us. It draws us towards him. And we say to one another, come, let us go up. And there's something of an invitation here to be drawn to the Lord and to go forth. And it says, from this mountain shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. It's interesting. These two things are the things that draw God's people. The law that he's given to us, the Ten Commandments, the way of life, of love, of honoring the Lord, of the law represented in the two tablets of the law, so to speak, the love of God and the love of neighbor. And then this idea of the word of the Lord draws us to himself, the idea of God being present in our midst through his word, speaking to us day in and day out, shaping us, knitting our hearts together, making us a people through his law, but also through his word to us. And then the passage closes verses 4 through 5 with a very interesting image for us, the idea that judgment brings about a change, that God's judgment brings about peace. This idea that God's judgment on the earth will sort everything out and will bring about peace, the changing our swords into plowshares, our spears into pruning hooks. That the war will not be needed anymore. There won't be any more violence. Sin and strife and discord and broken relationships, this will be changed to peace and into a certain fruitfulness. The pruning hooks and the plowshares that produces a rich harvest that gives life and food. And so we see a vision of judgment that often doesn't come to mind, the idea that God's judgment between the nations and over all of creation will bring about real fruitfulness and life and peace, will reestablish peace, because God can God alone can do the real judging between the nations. So it's a very interesting passage that calls us to look forward, to hope, to desire the coming of the Lord, to be drawn to that mountain, and to speak to one another and to go to that mountain together. So may we in this season reflect on this and have our eyes lifted up and drawn to the mountain of the house of the Lord.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.